I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Peter Derkes is a political satirist from South Africa. He's known for impersonating characters, some real, some imagined, and most in drag. Well, now Peter Derkes has brought his latest one-man show to the United States. It's called Elections and Erections, a chronicle of fear and fun. It's at the American Repertory Theater's Zero Arrow Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts this month. In the show, Peter discusses sex and politics in both South Africa and America, and he taps right into our presidential race, complete with campaign song.
Change! It's all about change! Experience counts. I was in Bosnia in 1996, and I cracked a nail opening a Snapple.
You cottoned on to events in the United States very quickly in what people are talking about here.
Well, you know, that's my job. My job is to adapt and not die. My job is to go from one country to another and to parade your skeletons in my chorus line, and not only mine, and show that we are not that different to what the problems are here in America. There were times that during apartheid, our government would say to us, there's nothing wrong with apartheid. America has been doing it for years, except they didn't give it the name. And it's a tough thing to listen to, because you do have an enormous amount of echo of pain in this country, as well as in our country, as well, quite frankly, in every country. You know, I think like AIDS is a very frightening virus that has no cure. I think racism is a virus with no cure. But the cure is education and talking. The moment you find out that there's no reason to be frightened of somebody who looks different means you're not frightened of them, and therefore you can talk to each other. And I think Barack Obama is bringing that extraordinary, very important focus. His speech about race, which I heard in South Africa, I was moved to tears because he spoke to me as a South African. It said more to us in South Africa than anything we have heard before.
Seriously?
Oh, absolutely.
How do South Africans and Americans speak differently about race, though? I mean, because it sounded to me from what you were saying earlier that South Africans at least are having a discussion and have had the discussion. Here in the United States, it's been pretty difficult to even have the discussion up until now.
It is remarkable where we are. We are 14 years into a democracy that no one thought would happen. We got away. We whites actually got away with apartheid. I mean, when you analyze what we did to each other, we should have really been punished, at least told to apologize and give penance. But Nelson Mandela came out with that extraordinary smile, and he said, oh, let us go together. Let us move together. And that changed the future of all our lives. Nelson Mandela, who has always been the Osama bin Laden in my history, the most terrifying terrorist in the world, belonging to a political party called the ANC, which was Al-Qaeda, only through the mouth of our apartheid politicians, has turned out to be the guardian angel of the rest of my life and my country. And he's just relaxed all those terrible, predictable things about politicians. He wears the African shirt. He dances. He will go and keep the Queen of England waiting while he goes to shake hands with a black man who sweeps the street. I mean, this is style. And I see Barack Obama having that style. Hillary Clinton has the same style as my Evita Bazaidnet, so I understand her as well.
Okay, now that you mention Evita, this is your key character, Evita, who is larger than life. You bring her in at the end of the show this time around. And let's hear about what it's like for her to set foot in the United States once again.
It is such a joy to be here with you, because I want to be the president of South Africa. I have been inspired by so many wonderful things that have happened in your country. We Afrikaners are so grateful for you, for what you did for us, because we studied your Indian reservation system on which we based our Black Homelands policy. And of course, today we Afrikaners are happy to have been of inspiration to the American president, because during apartheid, we locked up all our political prisoners on Robben Island without trial. Now George Bush is doing the same on Cuba. And I must tell you that the day after I announced my intention to become president of South Africa, I got a phone call from a good friend in New York, and she said, Evita, if you're going to do it, so am I.
That good friend being Hillary Rodham Clinton. do Evita and Hillary have anything in common?
Well, first of all, they're powerful women who have understood how they have to look after their husbands first, and once their husbands are happy, then they go on and stand on the porch of power.
It strikes me, just listening to those clips even, that you are very comfortable with the discomfort of the audience, even uncomfortable laughter.
Yes, I think that's terribly important. I don't want people to sit back and just let it run over them like the tide. I want them to be offended. I therefore use equal opportunity offense. I mean, I do things about Muslims, which people gasp at. They're not happy about that.
Give me an idea.
Well, for example, when I did my show in London, I came out with a burqa, like an Islam lady. And, of course, the audience went, oh! And I lifted it up and said, oh, don't panic. This is the only way to get a seat on the train. They didn't like this. I said, you can't do that. I said, what are you talking about? I can't do it. I make gags about Jews, about Catholics, about every single person. Everybody has got a skeleton in the cupboard. So if I could drag up the skeleton to dance on the table, I think that's pretty good.
When you talk about HIV, as you do a lot in your show, you're hitting on another sensitive area, very sensitive in South Africa, especially because the current president, Thabo Mbeki, joined by many of his comrades as well, doesn't believe that HIV causes AIDS. Mm-hmm. How are you even allowed to keep talking about these things in South Africa, which, as you say, has not achieved sort of a full sense of democracy even now? Now, when even the president doesn't believe in what the science says?
Well, you know, if I spent my life during apartheid focusing on the evil of legalized racism, I'm not going to sit back and go into the same denials and pretend that HIV/AIDS really has got nothing to do with me.
Do they try to stop you?
Oh, they do try and stop me. But, you know, we do have a democracy. And I keep on reminding myself and reminding them with a flourish of skirt and high heel that we are in a country with freedom of speech, freedom of expression. If they don't like it, they can tell me what I do wrong. I find it very uncomfortable accusing my president of genocide, but I will not change until he proves me wrong. We are not informing our people of the danger, and we are losing 1,000 people a day. That is totally unforgivable. My AIDS program to schools is free. Thank God it's free, because they've tried to stop me by saying, we will stop your subsidy. I say, I don't have subsidy. It's my right as a citizen to use whatever I can to reflect fear and make people actually believe that they can solve the problems of the future by just confronting them.
And is it easier for you to speak that way to students or to Thabo Mbeki or Nelson Mandela or Desmond Tutu or anyone else in the South African government in high heels, when you're in high heels?
Well, you know, the extraordinary thing about Evita Pasadena is that she's so famous that when I say to the kids at schools, my name is Peter Durgaes, do you know me? No. Do you know Evita Pasadena? Yes. Do you want to see her? Yes. Desmond Tutu is just in love with Evita, because Desmond Tutu and Evita have been seen together in television shows. They've danced together. And Nelson Mandela is always phoning me up and he says, oh, Peter, will you please bring Evita to entertain my dinner guests? Nelson Mandela is going into his 90th birthday in June. And when I go back in a few weeks' time, I will be putting myself at his disposal, whatever I can do. We have really been blessed with the best, and we owe them to focus on the future and deliver a democracy that is healthy for all our people.
Peter Durgaes, thank you very much.
A great pleasure.
You can find out more about Peter Durgaes and his one-man show at theworld.org.